Welcome back. Happy to welcome to the program today Karen Giovanello, president of the Quincy Lions Club, to get a little update on how things are going with the Lions and how you might be able to get involved with them as well. Great to see you, Karen. Thanks for coming over.
Oh, you're very welcome, and it's lovely to see you as well.
Thank you so much. Nice to be in person, right?
Yes.
Instead of virtual.
Very nice.
Yes. Last time I talked to the former president, David Sawyer, for the 80th anniversary of the Lions Club.
Oh, isn't that? Yes, yes. We're in our 80th year.
Yeah. How long have you been a member?
I've been a member for 10.
Have you really? Wow. How did you get involved?
A friend of mine brought me for lunch and said, oh, you'll like this club. You'll love the president. Next thing I knew, I was a Lion.
You were a member.
Wow. And I was a member.
Very good. Now, how long have you been president?
I was inducted in June.
This past year?
This past June, okay. Yes.
Very good. And how long is the term, the president?
The term is for 1 year.
1 year, okay. Is this your first time being president?
Yes.
How's it been so far?
I love it.
Yeah.
But at times I get overwhelmed.
Yeah.
But I get beyond that, so.
That's good.
It comes and it leaves very quickly.
Yeah. How many Lions are there in Quincy now, even just roughly, would you say?
We have 53 members.
Do you really? Okay. Is that a good amount? Are you trying to build that?
We're trying to build that.
Yeah.
When I was installed, I had three goals for our club.
Okay.
One was to increase our visibility within the community.
Yep.
Okay. Get more of our members involved with our activities and increase our membership by 10%.
Wow. Okay. How's that going so far?
Well, we already have two new members. They were inducted several weeks ago.
Excellent.
So okay. We're happy about that. We're on our way.
So here's a good chance to ask you, how does one become a member of the Quincy Lions Club?
You can log into our website, www.quincylionsclub.com, mm-hmm. Download an application, or if you have any questions, you can send us an email at QuincyLionsClub@gmail.com.
Pretty straightforward.
Very easy.
Yes. And what is the kind of process? Do you have to go through training or meetings? Or
yes, your application is reviewed by the board of directors.
Okay.
And the board of directors will vote on whether we would like to have you as a member or not.
Okay.
I've never seen anybody.
I was just going to say.
Not.
Pretty much you're guaranteed if you
yes,
want.
Yes, I'm thinking it's just a formality.
Is there a cost involved to be a member?
When you start out, it's, I believe you pay a $35 sort of as like an entrance fee.
Okay.
And then it probably amounts to a little over $800 a year.
Oh, really? Okay. And I know that all goes to all of your organizations
yes,
and your causes.
Yes.
Most notably, of course, Lions are known for dealing with issues involving eyesight.
Correct.
Right? Yeah, that's what they're most noted for. I know you have other interests as well.
Right. We've branched out.
Right, yes. Well, let's talk a little bit about the history of Lions, if we can.
Sure.
Internationally, and then the history of it here in Quincy.
Okay. In 1917, Melvin Jones founded the Lions. And in 1926, Helen Keller challenged the Lions and Melvin Jones to become Knights of the Blind for the crusade against darkness.
Okay.
They accepted the challenge.
Yeah. And here we are today.
And here we are today,
yeah.
Right.
In Quincy, mm-hmm. 81 years ago now, right?
Yes, we're in our 81st year.
Yeah. Do you know how it was started here in Quincy, the founding of it here in Quincy, or is it just a branch of the international organization?
We're a part of the international organization. We fall under the district of 33K.
Oh.
And we are the one of five districts in the city. In the state, rather.
Oh, in the state of Massachusetts. Okay.
Yes.
And Lions, which I didn't know until you told me earlier today, Lions is actually an acronym. Right?
Yes.
It stands for something.
It stands for Liberty, Intelligence, and our nation's safety.
Yeah. Interesting.
I've never heard that before. Interesting.
Do you think that it's upholding that tradition here in Quincy?
Definitely.
Yeah. Talk about some of your past projects, if you could, some of your past accomplishments.
Our past projects. Yeah. Where to start? Okay. On an annual basis, we have a Lions holiday luncheon for the visually impaired.
Okay.
Okay. And the participants are from the South Shore Center for the Blind and Visually Impaired.
Okay. And that happens here in Quincy?
Yes.
Is that going to happen this year for
the
holidays?
Yes, it is. Okay. We have a piano player, we sing Christmas carols, we have a great lunch, and it's a lot of fun.
Where does that happen?
It happens at the Neighborhood Club.
Okay.
Right here in Quincy.
Is that also where you meet?
Yes. Our meetings are the first and third Thursday of every month, mm-hmm. and we meet at the Neighborhood Club at noon.
At noontime, okay. Has you been able to do that during the pandemic, Karen?
No, we did. What we did was we met virtually.
Yeah.
And not the best way.
Not ideal,
But at least we got to share ideas and find out what was going on in Lions Club International. So it was worth it.
Was it?
But it was very nice to all of a sudden be able to meet in person.
Right. Did the Lions take up any causes specifically for the pandemic?
No, what we did was we continued with what we already had on our plate.
Okay. You're most known, of course, for collecting old eyeglasses, right?
Yes.
At different locations. I mean, that's just the most visible activity. Does that still happen?
Recently, we collected over 500 pairs of glasses.
Wow.
So if anybody's interested in donating their old eyeglasses, we have several drop-off boxes in Quincy.
Okay.
They're at Hamel Lydon mm-hmm. Chapel, Cohane Funeral Home, the Eastern Bank mm-hmm. on Franklin Street, and Northeast Community Bank.
Oh. And what happens to those glasses?
Once we sort them and take out anything that's broken and get rid of all the cases, we pass them on, and they're eventually reviewed and screened and broken down by prescription.
Sure, yeah.
And then they go to a central spot and they get distributed to the folks that need them.
Okay. All around the country, do you know, or even other countries?
I'm sure we start locally.
Yeah, yeah. And then work out from there.
And yes.
Tell me about your work in the public schools, the Lions Club in the public schools.
Oh, yes. Yeah. We offer scholarships for high school students. We sponsor a speech and peace poster competition for the kids in school.
Yeah.
And it's those are annual events. And actually our speech contest is going to be starting shortly.
Oh, really?
Yeah. We're looking forward to that.
Okay.
It was last year we did it virtually.
Yes.
Which was nice because at least we got to do it and recognize the students for their accomplishments.
Sure. Yeah. What do they have to give a speech about?
There's always a topic.
Yeah.
And so every year it gets passed down to us,
mm-hmm.
and we share that with the students, and they put together a speech. And what happens is a student is selected from each school, and we narrow it down to maybe two or three,
mm-hmm.
and they present their speeches to us.
Okay.
Okay, we have judges, and judges cannot be Lions.
I see. Okay. Keep it completely separate.
Yes. So yes. No bias.
No bias. Yeah.
You don't let anybody know who the contestants are.
Okay.
And they get timed, and a winner is selected. They get graded by the judges, mm-hmm. and we announce the winner.
Okay. And they win a scholarship.
They get a monetary reward,
yep.
and they get passed up to our international organizations.
Okay, to be recognized on that level as well. How nice is that?
Oh, it's very nice.
Yeah.
Especially when our winner can go up a level or two.
Sure. Do you know what the topic is this year, or has that been determined?
We don't know.
It hasn't been determined yet.
Right.
Is it the schools that determine that, or is it the Lions?
It's Lions Club International.
International.
It's passed down from them.
Okay, all right, so that's something to look forward to. Very good.
And we are.
Yes, I'm sure. What else is coming up this year for Quincy Lions?
Oh, well, let's see. At our next meeting, we're going to be honoring our former mayor, Frank Bacalli.
Yes.
Frank was a very valued and dedicated Quincy Lion for 61 years.
Was he really? I didn't
realize that. Okay. He was a wonderful Lion. And we miss him.
Mm.
Not just as mayor, but as a member of our club.
Sure, yeah.
He always participated in things. He had a good sense of humor, and he was a good cheerleader.
Very nice. So that'll be nice. Will his family be
there? We're going to honor him.
Will members of his family be there, do you know, for the...
Yes.
Nice, yeah. Very good.
Yes, three of his five children are able to attend.
Well, that's great. What else?
Let's see what else. It's so hard to, like, pull them out of the
air.
There's
a lot. You've got a whole list of things
I know, and I'm trying hard not to have to...
Please do, because this is your chance to let folks know. This is your time, Karen.
Okay.
We want the Lions to shine, so don't miss anything, because if you do, you'll be in big trouble.
I'll be in big trouble. You're absolutely right. It'll be critiqued.
And they'll say, why didn't that Joe tell you to talk about this? So I'm telling you.
Well, it was like, hide your notes.
No, not me. I throw them all over the place. So, yeah, what else coming up?
Where'd they leave off at? Oh, our honoring Frank Bacalli.
Yes.
We have, I mentioned the annual holiday luncheon.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
We have that. We're planning to present a meet and greet event after the first of the year.
Okay.
To for our prospective Lions. In the spring, the club is going to collaborate with Interfaith.
Oh, really?
We'll be collecting toiletries, which are badly needed, and their clients do not get any subsidies for those type of things.
Yes.
So hopefully we'll pull in a lot of those and get them out to folks.
Good. And the cost of those things is going up.
You're absolutely right.
Almost
and,
weekly, yeah.
You know, and what we want to tell people is try to get the regular size, not as opposed to the travel size.
Oh, okay, yes. Sure.
Because that makes it much easier. They don't have to keep coming back and forth.
Certainly, yeah. Okay, that's good to know for sure. So that goes to Interfaith Social Services, so they
can
help their
clients. We're going to have a cookout.
Oh.
Hamburgers and hot dogs.
Okay.
There'll be a kids trot.
Okay.
And people that attend will be asked to bring some toiletries.
Okay.
So we're hoping we get a big turnout.
Yeah, so you're really looking ahead.
We're looking ahead.
Yeah.
And our signature event, which is our spring gala, it's our largest fundraiser. Huh. We're going to schedule that for sometime in late spring.
Okay. All right, it's nice to have things to look forward to in the spring.
Yes, it is. And we have our regular day-to-day, you know, and it's very important. We have a great club. Our members are... they're diversified, they come with a multitude of talents, and they put them to work.
Yeah.
We just redesigned our brochure, and we're coming out with a bookmark and a refrigerator magnet.
No, no kidding.
So, you know, they've gone to press, so hopefully we'll have them shortly for distribution.
Oh, okay. Now, are you utilizing social media at all, too?
Yes.
Okay.
We are on Facebook.
Yep.
And I believe also Instagram.
Okay. All right.
So folks can, you know, friend us and follow as we go along.
That way too, yeah.
Yeah.
Do you collaborate with other Lions clubs in the area or other?
Actually, we do.
Yeah.
We have advisory meetings, and we get to meet other folks from the various clubs.
Right.
And of course, we have dinner.
Sure. Food always has to be part of
it. Yes, that's right.
Yeah.
And we talk about all the things that we have on our plate and different ways to conduct fundraisers. Like one club does a polar plunge.
Oh, okay.
So I brought that back to the club and I said, I don't think I'm even going to mention that because I don't see anybody here that's going to be doing a polar plunge. But oddly enough, that club that sponsors the polar plunge does excellent.
Oh, really?
As far as fundraising
goes. So they have some diehard souls in that group.
That's right.
Okay.
They certainly do.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. So, but you do coordinate with other groups, and you don't duplicate services too, right? You want to make sure everybody
has. Well, we try to share.
Yeah.
And what we provide in our club is not necessarily the same thing that happens in other clubs.
Right.
We sort of have our own goals and our own focus.
Sure. Yeah. Anything else we should let folks know about the Quincy Lions Club right now?
Oh, let's see. We talked about our 80 years, mm-hmm. and as folks can see, we've continued with our community support, supporting international and humanitarian needs, and still serving as Knights for the Blind.
Yes, definitely. Your number one cause.
Number one cause. Yeah. So, and if you think about joining our club, really give it a good go over. There's nothing more rewarding and humbling than being a Lion.
Yep. Good to see you, Karen.
It's lovely to see you too, Joe.
Appreciate you coming over. Please keep in touch.
I certainly will.
All right.
Thank you, Joe.
You are welcome.